I don't know, like six times a charm, maybe. I recorded a good 15 minutes. And I felt like the first part was really flowing. But then I got caught up in what I was trying to say. My dog kept trying to come in and out of the fucking house. I just too many distractions. And then the part that I really wanted to start with, I ended with, and I felt like it wouldn't flow. And here we are on an impulse. My name is Paige. Thanks for tuning in today. I want to talk about how your thoughts don't literally create your reality. I personally, when I was on or started my spiritual path journey, whatever you want to call it, lessons, I learned through, law of attraction and learning about manifestation and just like even physics. Your thoughts create your reality. Your thoughts create your reality. I hear that all the time. I hear it all over social media, and I feel like sometimes that can have like a negative connoissance. Connoissance? Is that how you fucking say that word? Condescence, whatever. How do you say that word? Whatever. And I personally, and maybe it's just because I suffer. I don't like that word. Ew. I have OCD. I have OCD tendencies. And when I with my OCD, I hyperfixate on things. So when I hear your thoughts create your reality, that makes me nervous to ever have a negative thought. I'm like, oh my God, if I think something negative, then my life is going to be negative. Like I'm creating like a horrible, horrible life for myself. And when I'm under emotional stress, when I'm going just through a hormonal imbalance, or I'm just going through like a tough time or a stressful situation, and my thoughts are going to match how I'm feeling emotionally, right? So if I'm feeling really happy, I'm going to more than likely have happy thoughts. If I'm feeling really shitty, I'm not going to have positive thoughts. I kind of burped right there. And if I sat there and believed that when I'm under stress, those negative thoughts that I'm thinking are creating my reality, that's only going to bring me more stress, and it's going to put me into this like negative loop that it's going to be hard for me to get out of. Your thoughts don't create your reality, but your beliefs do. And a belief is just a thought that you continue to practice, that you continue to maybe integrate, or yeah, maybe, yeah, take it's a thought that you take action on. That's what a belief is. So what was I saying? Yeah, so when I say your beliefs create your reality, so if I believed that I am just so loved and people are just so nice to me, I'm gonna find evidence through my perception. Because what am I gonna be looking for? I'm gonna be looking for love. I'm gonna be looking for people that are nice to me. And that's gonna make me feel nice because I'm like, oh my gosh, like everyone is so nice to me. Like I love feeling loved. Like I love nice people. And I'm gonna radiate that energy. And I obviously can't control all the people around me, but more than likely, like I'm putting myself up on a higher vibration where the people around me are going to be nice to me, and that belief that I have is going to give me evidence, and it's going to reinforce that belief. If I'm like, my life is so shitty, like I just nothing is ever going right in my life. That's the glasses I put on, right? I'm everything that happens to me, I'm only going to see it from a negative point of view. I could lose my job, knock on some wood I don't have around me, but I could lose my job. And if I'm like, ev nothing ever works out for me, and then that happens to me, I'm gonna be like, wow, like, of course this happened. Like, nothing good ever happens to me. Like, I'm reinforcing that belief that nothing good ever happens to me. Since I believe that, this is the evidence proving it to myself through my perception of what's happening to me. And now I'm continuing to build that belief. I'm making it even stronger that nothing in my life ever works out for me. But if I had the perception of, everything's always working out for me. Like, I just love how I feel so supported by the universe, God, whatever the fuck you want to say. I know that everything always works out for me. If I have that belief system, no matter what my thoughts are, like I can have a negative thought. I could think like, God, this really sucks. Like, I hate this situation, but I have the firm belief that I know everything always works out for me. Then I know, like, losing my job, I'm like, wow, this really works out for me. Like, I really didn't like that job. Like, now this opens me up to really hustle and like look for something that I enjoy more. Like, that's so cool. Everything is always working out for me. And now that's further reinforcing my belief that everything works out for me. I think like another example and something I was just thinking about is that say someone broke your trust and you decide that you're gonna believe that everyone lies. You're going to create those scenarios based off your belief. You're going to create that experience where, say, you're with a new romantic partner and you have this belief that everyone lies. Everyone lies. I can't trust anyone. You're going to create a scenario in your head that most likely isn't even true, where you think that they're lying to you because that's what you believe, right? That everyone lies. And you're going to play that scenario out in your head. And you're going to start treating that person as if they're a liar. And that person's going to start acting like they're one because you're treating them like they are, right? And then that's only going to further your belief that everyone is untrustworthy and that everyone is a liar. And you're like, look, here's the evidence. You're a liar. Because you're basically asking the universe to be like, yeah, prove it to me. Prove that someone's untrustworthy. Prove it. I want to see it. And the universe is like, okay, like here it is. That's all you want to see. That's all I'm going to show you. When you act like your beliefs, cre when you, sorry, hold on, I'm trying to word it. When you put action behind your thoughts, you create the circumstances where it becomes true. So it's the action of the thought that you have that creates your reality. So I could sit there and say, I am such a healthy eater. Like that's my thought, right? Like I am such a healthy eater. And then if I go and I eat healthy food, I take action on that thought, it does become my reality. Now I could say, like, I eat horribly. And same scenario, I could eat horribly, and then that creates my reality that I eat horribly. Now, going back to your thoughts don't create your reality, your beliefs and your actions do. So I could think, I'm like, God, I eat so horribly. But then if I take action to eat healthy, like that's just a thought that I had. That's not actually the truth because I took the action of eating healthy. Like, not every thought you have has to be the truth. Your thoughts just come from how you're feeling. And if you're feeling like maybe your stomach hurts, or you're just feeling like a little bloated, or you just didn't really like the way you looked in the mirror today, like, and you're like, God, I need to start eating healthier. Like, I look like shit. Okay, but you do eat healthy. You went in the kitchen and you made some grilled chicken and fucking rice. And you're like, okay, well. That's not really the truth, is it? I was just kind of feeling down, and that thought naturally came to my head because I was feeling down. But that's not really what my life is. That's not really who I am. Your thoughts are not who you are, your actions are. I now want to talk about. I was listening to this podcaster, Eliza Day, and I really like her. And I'm gonna do my best not to like quote her word for word. But she was talking about like this transition period, and I really resonated with what she was talking about because it's what I've been dealing with personally and what I've been working on or being more conscious and aware of. One, being more present in my body and within my senses. We have five senses for a reason. Like, we're meant to experience the world through them. And we're really, what's the word? There's a fucking moth flying by me and it's distracting me. I don't feel like we are living our life to our fullest when we're not engaging with all of our senses. So, for example, like, we can eat food, but if we're not taking the time to really taste it, to savor it, to appreciate its flavor, like, it's just not as good. Like, we could have sex with someone, but if we're in our head and we're thinking about all the things we have to do later and we're not feeling it in our body, we're not connecting with that person, it's like, yeah, it's not as pleasurable as it could be. We're not getting the most out of our pleasure when we're not engaging in our senses, when we're not feeling life and engaging with life through our body. Like, that's why we have this body. In my opinion and my belief is that we are a soul, like, within a body. And eventually, we're not going to be in this body anymore. Like, we came into this body to experience life through it. And when we're busy disassociating through our entire day, we're not truly engaging with the people and the conversations that we're having, engaging in the activities that we're doing, being present, and just like the day-to-day things. And I think when people hear the word be present, like, I feel like a lot of people associate that with, like, oh, meditating, like, oh, be present, like, let me take a deep breath. And, like, yes, that does help you become more present and aware. But being present is also like, what does that water feel like as it's going down my throat? You know, what emotions am I feeling from the words that I'm reading in this book? Oh, that's another example. My brain just starts running with like 700 things I could like say, and I'm like, oh, pick one, pick one, pick one. Here's like another one. Got one. What is this alcohol doing to my body? Like, how is it affecting me? I think being present and not only like the really good and I don't know, good, I don't know, just good things, but also being present, like when we're doing things that aren't quote unquote good for us, like really feel like what are you getting out of doing this? Like, what purpose is this serving? What like intentions are you setting behind these actions that you're doing? And by being present, you can really get a better understanding of yourself and why you do the things you do. And what the things that you do make you feel, and do you like that? Do you like feeling that way? Like, for me personally, like, I hate drinking, like, I don't like the way it makes me feel. And it took like becoming present in the moment of like when I was drinking and being like, you know what, like, why am I doing this right now? Like, oh, I just don't want to feel, or I'm avoiding feeling something. I guess that's the same fucking thing. Or I just like, I don't want to think right now. You know, that's mainly the usual one. And that isn't always the reason that I would drink, but, or smoke, like whatever it is, right? But I noticed a pattern of just like, I am doing this to escape something. And I didn't like that. And I got a better understanding of myself. And I'm like, okay, like, all I'm doing is I want to change the way I feel, right? Okay, well, I can do that without like these substances that are hurting me. And I'm not saying it's doing that to everyone. I'm just saying like the way that I was using it, and I had to be more aware. I had to step into my body, and I had to listen. So this transition period, it's this idea. It's this concept of when we start taking these steps forward, we still feel the weight of how far we fell to begin with. And we start to think that that weight sorry, causes doubt in our forward steps. We're like, oh, is it even worth it? Like, I fucking suck. Like, whatever you want to do, whatever, however you want to fill it in. So, like, my example of this would be, say you stopped exercising for a year. Say you used to be super in shape, and then for a whole year, I don't know, you got really depressed and you stopped working out. And now you're trying to start working out again. You want to be healthy. You want to feel strong again. Like, you want to be in shape, whatever your goals are, right? But as you're starting to work out, you feel weak. You can't do a pull-up. Your lung capacity is fucking shit. You don't have a craving for broccoli and rice. You don't feel good. Your muscles feel like crap. It's exhausting. You don't feel inclined to work out. It all sucks. And why? Because you didn't work out for a year, right? So you're trying to take these positive steps forward and you're trying to exercise more, but it doesn't feel good. It feels like crap. And you start to think, like, oh, like, this doesn't even fucking feel good. Like, why am I bothering doing it? Like, you're doubting your progress. You don't see the six pack yet, so you're like, is it even gonna fucking show up, right? You're gonna have to deal with the repercussions of that whole year of not working out. You're gonna have to feel weak for a while. Working out is eventually gonna make you feel good. You're eventually gonna feel stronger. You're eventually gonna be more toned. You're eventually gonna be able to run a mile like nothing. But it's gonna take you feeling like shit for a while before you feel good. And a lot of times, I'm speaking for personal experience, but I know a lot of people feel this way. A lot of times, like, we let that feeling like shit hold us back and discourage us from continuing to make those forward momentum steps. And I get it. Like, for me personally, a really big issue, I guess my biggest example of this is in my transition period. So, for example, like, I have a shopping addiction, and when I'm, trying to be better, I'm trying to save money, I'm cutting my expenses, I'm budgeting, I'm doing all the things, right? That doesn't mean I'm no longer in debt. Like, I have to deal with the fact that, like, I owe these credit card companies, I owe these medical bills, like, I owe fill in the blank, right? That's still adding stress to my life in the present, even though I'm saving money and I'm doing better. I still have to deal with the fact that I was not responsible with my money to begin with. And it's been discouraging. Like, I felt like I'm never gonna get out of this hole. It feels like I'm not gonna be financially free like I want to. It feels, God, like I'm in a cage. Like, I can't see this other end where I'm not always scraping for money, where I'm not always stressed when rent comes around, where I can't just, like, buy my family, like, the Christmas presents I want to buy them and not have to worry about it. Or shit, just buy myself fucking meals and not have to worry about it. I have trouble, like, seeing, like, this clear future because of, like, what I'm dealing with, of the consequences from what I put myself through previously. Like, another example was, like, when I was getting clean, right? Like, I was sick. Like, I didn't just stop doing drugs and I'm like, I'm fucking cool. Like, I'm all gravy. Like, everything's good now. Like, no, like, my body was sick. I was underweight. I had a seizure when I stopped doing Xanax because I quit cold turkey. Like, my body was so weak. My mind, I couldn't, oh my God, I couldn't remember shit ever. My attention span was fucked. My sleep was all messed up. I had fucking cold sweats. I mean, the list goes on, right? Like, I felt like shit. Like, yeah, I stopped using drugs, but that didn't just make everything all better. I was in this transition period of having to release all that I put myself through previously. And that didn't mean that I wasn't on the right track by getting sober. That didn't mean that I needed to doubt my where I was or doubt my decision to take action and take care of myself. That just because I feel like shit, just because I was detoxing, doesn't mean I was making the wrong decision. So don't let this transition period of whatever it is you're going through, like leaving a toxic relationship, finding a new career path, getting rid of debt, just working on like an emotional issue, like learning to trust people. Whatever it is, like it's you're gonna have to deal with the repercussions of what it was before, and it doesn't mean that it's not gonna all work out. It just means like it's not working out, quote unquote, right now. The podcaster I was talking about, Eliza Day, she used like the example of, before you planted like rotten seeds. Hold on, I don't know if I'm like quoting it correctly, but she said like you planted rotten seeds, and right now you're planting healthy seeds, but all your harvest has grown from those rotten seeds, and so like everything you're picking is like gross and shitty, and you're having to throw it all away, and so all you're seeing is like all this rotten food, and you're like, fuck, like this sucks. Like you're not those new good fresh seeds, they haven't grown yet. Like you're still watering them, they're still getting the sunlight they need, they're gonna grow later. Like you're gonna be eating good in a few months, in a year, whatever it is, right? But right now, like you're still like eating this garbage shit food that grew from those shit seeds that you planted a while ago. It doesn't mean that you're not gonna have that good food later. Like you put in the work, and you're gonna see the success from that. You still gotta throw away all that bad food. You still gotta go through that process of digging all that up, getting rid of it. So that's where I'm at right now. Tell me where y'all are at. Let me know where your head is. I felt like there's this one thing I want to talk about, but I don't know if I mentioned it already or not. So y'all are just gonna have to live without that. I also really have that Akon song, Lonely, stuck in my head. I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody to call my own. I know I can't sing. Piss off. I've been feeling lonely. I think that's probably part of the transition period too. Like I'm just shedding this old self, and I'm wanting different things for this new page, right? And that requires me letting go of a certain outlook and perception that I had on like my relationships and whatever, right? And yeah, I'm just feeling really lonely. So let me know if you're feeling lonely too, so I can feel not so alone in that. I think I've just started like I personally am the kind of person that I don't jump from relationship to relationship. I need to process like a minimum a year. Like I need to understand myself better and like what I learned from that relationship, like what I can take away from that and what I no longer want. Like what I experience and I don't want to experience again, and what I would like to experience moving forward. And some things and like green flags, I guess you could say, that I look for in the next person, and some things that I want to work on, and I know that like I need to work on in the next relationship, and I need to be more conscious and aware, like, oh, like, if this situation arises, like I know like I need to work on my communication and like speaking up for my needs, or I need to make sure that I set clear boundaries and stand up for myself, whatever it is. I really have to take the time to understand like what I went through and like release that person. I personally believe like that's important for everyone to do, but I know that not everyone does that, and I guess not everyone necessarily needs that, but I think it's so transformative to take the time to just understand who you are without that person and who you became with that person. Like, did you like that version of yourself, and like what would you want to happen differently, so that way when you do meet someone and you're looking for a more healthier, elevated relationship moving forward, you're able to like have these discussions with that person and be like, I'm really looking for this. My next relationship, I would really want like these needs met. Like, how do you feel about that? Like, what are your needs? And being able to meet in the middle with someone and really truly like set up a strong foundation based off like your previous experience. I never think that like no matter what I went through, like whether I was abused or like my trust was broken or like my feelings were hurt or I hurt feelings, like whatever, like it could be like really horrible or like very just like typical, like we just didn't see eye to eye like on like future things that are very important. Wait, what was I saying? Yeah, I never think of those things as a waste. Like maybe I didn't want to go through some of those things. Sure, like none of us want to go through like quote unquote shitty. I keep saying quote unquote because I like firmly believe that everything that happens to you like is meant for you to really grow and understand. And I also think real quick that we ask for what we ask for, we are given, right? So when I'm like, I really want to be a strong person, like you're gonna be given circumstances where you are broken the fuck down and you have to build yourself up to be strong. Like you asked for it, like you don't just they're not, you're not just gonna be strong without having a reason to be strong, right? Yeah, you get what I'm saying. Yeah, so I never feel like what I went through is a waste. I think it's all to help you better fine-tune your experience in life, your perceptions, and like, what do I want? What do I don't want? What kind of people do I want around me? What do I want to feel about this situation? What do I want to feel about myself? Like, am I happy? Am I fulfilled? Like, I'm just as important as this other person, and not like losing yourself in a relationship. I think it's really important to like you're a human, you're your own human. This is your own life, and you have your own emotions and your own life path. And like, you really need to say, like, is this gonna align with this other person? Do I really like the way they're treating me? Do I like the way they're responding to me? Do I enjoy the way they make me feel when I'm around them? I think it's really important. And I think I just really need to stop saying I think so much. And I've been being, like I said, more in my body, listening to myself. Like, what is it that I'm wanting? Like, tuning in when I feel like desire, when I'm feeling lonely. Like, what's going on there? Like, what do I want? Like, and what is that, like when I'm lonely, like what is it I'm really looking for? Am I craving like, a pleasurable experience? Obviously, always, but like, or am I, you get what I'm saying? I was talking dirty. Or am I craving like connection and just like being held or like a good conversation? Like, look, what do you mean lonely when I say that? What is it that I'm desiring right now? I think you can really, oh fuck, I said it again. You can really learn a lot about yourself by just tuning in to your feelings. And I know it's like, why do I want to do that? Because, like, why wouldn't you want to understand yourself better? When you understand yourself better, better, you can make more authentic actions in your life. You're like, you know what? What I'm, I said I'm feeling lonely, right? And I look into that, like, okay, why am I feeling lonely? What is it I'm looking for? And say what I'm looking for is like an intimate conversation, like a deep, fulfilling conversation. Then I can go and take the authentic action of like going and finding someone and creating that authentic conversation with them. And then I fulfill that desire that I had. Right? Now, if I'm like, oh, I really feel like using drugs, then I'm like, okay, instead of just going and using drugs or making myself numb or like finding some other thing that can help me disassociate and not feel right now. Like, I just say drugs because that's just like the easiest example, but fill in how you see fit. I can say, you know, why do I feel like doing drugs? I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'm feeling really bored right now. Honestly, I don't really like where my life is at the moment. I'm feeling very understimulated. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm clearly looking for a little bit more, I can't think of another word, stimulation in my life right now. Like, what can I do to give myself that stimulation? Like, fuck, do I need to masturbate? Do I need to go to a workout class? Do I need to go take a walk in the fresh air and just like, well, I don't know, like whatever it is, do I need to like make some homemade cookies and eat like a dozen of those bitches? Like, what am I really needing right now? Like, I'm wanting to feel seen. Okay, like how can I do that? Can I offer myself that clarity? Like, you know, I see you. You're doing great. You're doing amazing. I'm proud of you. Like, can you give yourself that? What's the word I'm looking for? Support and just, yeah, I'm starting to trail off now. But in conclusion, take this week to tune into your body, tune into those five senses that we've been given to perceive our world, and notice what you see. Your thoughts don't literally create your reality, your beliefs and your actions on those thoughts create your reality. And don't doubt yourself while you're in this transition period. You got this. It's okay that you feel like shit. It's okay that you have that negative thought. It doesn't make you a negative person. It doesn't make you a bad person. It just makes you a person. Yeah, that's all I have. I hope y'all have a great week, and thank you so much for listening. Tune in next time to On an Impulse. Yeah, okay, cool. Connotation. That's what I was saying. I don't even think I just said it right there. I think I said cognizes. Cognizes. Negative connotation. That's what I was trying to fucking say. Okay, bye.